Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Escape the Ordinary with Green and Black's Organic Chocolate, sponsor of the Women's Podcast. A rich, intense chocolate to savour.
Welcome back to the Irish Times Women's Podcast. I'm Roisin Ingle. Well, our big news is that to celebrate our 400th episode last week, we joined Instagram. So please go there and follow us at IT Women's Podcast if you have a chance, and leave us a message if you like. And the other big news is that we've now got the timeline for the gradual loosening of lockdown restrictions. So from today, a group of four of us will be able to meet outdoors at a social distance, of course. Things like garden centres and hardware stores are back open. Some outdoor tourist sites will be open, and tennis courts and golf courses will also be open if that's what you're into. And over the next few weeks and a few months, I suppose, life as we used to know it, while still very different, will return a bit to normal. And I think we're all going to really enjoy that. Enjoy doing some of the things we've missed and seeing the people we haven't been able to connect with. Now, going to a festival or to a pub for a pint is still quite a ways off, probably August if we're lucky. But in the meantime, it does feel like there's something in the air. I don't know. I think you could call it freedom, or the sniff of it anyway. So that's why we thought it was a good idea to bring you this episode that we've been working on for a while. Over the last weeks and months of lockdown, we've been collecting stories from guests and from listeners, and we asked them one simple question. What are you most looking forward to when lockdown is lifted? Mine is simple. I'm sure you all share it and have people you want to see. I just want to give my mum a big hug and sit close to her in her room and have a chat. It's something I'm longing for. I think that's going to be maybe July 20th when I can do that, which will be a very, very happy day all round, because that's when the hairdressers open, everyone. Watch out for the stampede. Anyway, until then, we can dream, and that's what we're doing in this episode, and we hope you enjoy it when lockdown is lifted.
My name is Alison O'Connor, and I'm a journalist. My when lockdown is lifted fantasy is fairly tame, but God, I can't wait till it happens. It involves us packing up the car, myself, my husband, and two daughters getting into it, and our dog Maxie, stopping in our local cafe, which will then be open, and getting a takeout coffee and scone, and hitting the road for Cork. First thing we'll do is step off to see my sister and my nephew and their family, then on to see my much-loved aunt, who's in a nursing home just outside Cork, and who's been not had any visitors for so long. It's just been awful. And from there, we'll drive on to Bantry, which is my hometown. And I just can't wait for that moment when we turn the corner and we'll see Bantry Bay and the sea stretched out before us. I've just been yearning to see the sea. And we'll call to see my dad, who hasn't been well at all, and my stepmother. And after that, we'll drive over to Barleycove Beach, our favourite place in the whole world. And because it was Maxie's birthday last week and he was 14, and we'd intended celebrating that on the beach, which is also his favourite place, I reckon the first thing we'll do is go down there and let our toes touch the sand and breathe in the fresh West Cork air and be so thankful for that little bit of freedom.
Hi, my name's Joanne McNally, and the thing I'm looking forward to most when lockdown ends is bottomless brunch with my mother and licking my friends' faces.
Hi, Roisin. My name is Fiona Doody. Who am I? I'm a mother to a junior cert and a leaving cert student. I'm also divorced and a lone parent. I've always worked, but this has brought its own challenges recently. I was at the cusp of finalising a job that is now on hold. I'm busy making sure that my relatives who are cocooning are all right, delivering groceries, volunteering at night time, six nights a week, to a retirement home. I'm really looking forward to holding my mother. She's lost three friends in the last 10 days. She adores her grandchildren. She's an incredible woman. She is chairperson of this retirement home and she's working remotely while she's cocooning. I can't wait to see my friends. I can't wait that at some stage in the future I'll be able to hug them. But at the same time, they've been an amazing support with my book club on Zoom, etc. Constant phone calls. I am so sick of cooking and cleaning. For the love of God, my children are locusts. My food bill has gone through the roof.
Hi, my name is Fiona Rigo. I'm a fashion buyer living in Dubai with my husband. When lockdown ends, what I'm most looking forward to is being able to fly home to the UK and Ireland to visit my family in Ireland and my husband's family in the UK and seeing them, giving them a big hug. And of course, going to Grogan's for a pint of Guinness and a ham and cheese toastie. Thank you so much for the podcast. It's been brilliant and gives me a sound of home.
My name is Mary Lou MacDonald, president of Sinn Féin. And when lockdown ends, I am looking forward to hugging my mother. I'm looking forward to seeing my friends. I'm looking forward to visiting other people's homes. I'm looking forward to going to the cinema. But above all, I am looking forward to seeing my lovely hairdresser, Jacinta, who is going to work miracles on this May.
Bernice Harrison here. Hey there, Roisin. When the lockdown is lifted, I can't wait to... Oh, you know what? I feel a little bit under pressure with that question to say something fabulous. It's a bit like, you remember in the first week of this, where you downloaded Duolingo and promised to paint the front room. Neither, can't only be me, and neither of which I've done, by the way. I suppose I just can't wait for life to be ordinary again. To visit my mother and get past the front gate and not shout up to her, to hop on the bus, to go into town, to go to a restaurant, to actually meet people other than my daughter and husband, lovely and all as they are. I just can't wait for my very ordinary life to get back to its very ordinariness.
My name is Jane MacDonald. I live in Carlow with my mum, dad and brother. During this pandemic, I am studying for my Leaving Cert. And a few days ago, I turned 18 and I try my best to run every day. But then I end up eating a lot, so I'm not too sure if it's balancing out or not. I've also been listening to your podcasts and they're a great distraction, so thank you very much. When lockdown is over, I want to see my friends. I want to go on the set and I just want to have the crack. I hope that I'll enjoy the simple pleasures more and that I get to go to college, which is my biggest dream at the moment. So, yeah.
My name is Claire Carr. I am currently living in Westmeath. I usually live in Dublin and I usually work as a marketer. But as that work has dried up recently, I'm now home on the family farm learning the ropes from my expert dad. So I've gone from a very standard desk job to a very interesting day to day, pulling calves out of pulling calves and dosing calves and herding cattle. So it's very exciting and great to be in the sunshine. When the lockdown is over, I am most excited about going on a trip with my boyfriend, who I haven't seen since the start of lockdown. We're hoping to go to Fota Island sometime during the summer. So we'll see if that happens, but very excited to spend some quality time with him.
Green and Black's Organic Chocolate, a selection of ethically sourced flavours combined with a rich cocoa intensity.
I'm Jennifer O'Connell. I'm a feature writer with the Irish Times and I'm on lockdown at home in Waterford with my husband, three children and two cats. When the lockdown is lifted, what I most want to do is hug my parents again. And then I'll probably throw a really, really big party and maybe a barbecue to follow up with everybody sitting around on top of each other in the back garden and no social distancing of any kind going on. I want to have the house full of my kids' friends again and loads of noise and chaos. And I want to be able to go and have a big hike on the cliff walk in Dunmore East and then sit looking out at the sea with a nice crisp glass of white wine and some chips. I want to be able to walk out the door again with my husband and go down the road for a pint. And I'm also looking forward to being completely absorbed by things other than the coronavirus. I want to be able to just get lost in books again and in films. And I think most of all, what I really want to experience again is peace of mind. I think that's probably what I miss most.
Hello, my name is Maria. Born Condon, now Régis Constant, living in Nantes in France with my husband and my son. I was teaching English in three different primary schools in Nantes until the lockdown, and now I am at home with my four-year-old, soon to be five, trying to do some homeschooling, which is proving more complicated than teaching 30 French children at a time. What I'm really looking forward to when I get out is hopefully flying back to Ireland and giving my mom and my sisters and my nieces and nephews and my brothers-in-law and my friends big, big, big hugs. And I have to admit, I'm really, really dying to go to a decent Irish pub and sitting around and chatting, listening to music and having a laugh.
My name is Miriam O'Sullivan. I'm a home economist with John Lewis and I do cookery demonstrations in store normally, but I've been able to do them from home since the lockdown started on my Instagram, Food by Miriam. The thing I'm looking most forward to is buying tickets to go and see Sophie Ellis-Bextor live, because her sequins and sparkle and fun and her kitchen discos have been something to look forward to every Friday.
The thing that I'm really looking forward to once social distancing and social isolation ends is to get together with some of my women friends around what we call the colouring and conversation table. So we get a colouring page, put the sharpened pencils on the table, we bring food to share. Sometimes we have a theme, but mostly we just enjoy relaxing, colouring, sharing stories. Sometimes we have our colouring conversation circle outside in nature. We find a picnic table, and other times we meet around the kitchen table. And I am so looking forward to getting together with my women friends and sitting in the creative space, catching up, being able to have a hug, and just spending time in each other's company. So thanks for asking, and that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Hello, I'm Nell, and the first thing I want to do when lockdown is lifted is have pints and do ridiculous gas dancing with all of my friends and even my family. I actually don't think I'd mind at this stage if my dad and my mom saw me do a slut drop or two, because I would just be so happy to be with all the people I love having the absolute crack. Oh.
My name is Lisa Carey. I'm a secondary school teacher and I live in Dublin with my husband and my three kids, who are aged 10 and nearly 11, which is very important, 8 and nearly 7, which is also way better than being just 6. So sometimes I like doing a bit of poetry, and I find it a bit easier to express myself. So I wrote a little poem about things I'm looking forward to when lockdown is over. Things I'm looking forward to: going to my favourite restaurant and ordering the Irish seafood bowl, visiting family down the M4 and accelerating out of the toll, walking Bray Pier with the promise of chipper chips at the end, smiling and greeting everyone as if they're an old friend, going to the beach and feeling the touch of the sand, jumping the crashing waves with the child on each hand, watching Liverpool versus Arsenal in the Premier League, having the post-weekend sport analysis with my favourite colleague, a massage to ease out the strain in my neck, being able to teach in the classroom without all the tech, the hours of banter and just being called miss, the hot cuppa at break time, which tastes like bliss, going to a cafe and spending €3 on a coffee, indulging in a cream cake that's covered in toffee, heading to bed knowing I'm going to get a full night's sleep, and watching Britain's Got Talent without the constant need to weep. I'm looking forward to all the best things about being human, to see another person clearly without having to zoom in. I miss going to the pub with the girls and ordering a glass of white wine, rowing over whose round it is and insisting it's mine. I look forward to the banter, the gags and to the jokes. But honestly, most of all, I'm just looking forward to hugging my folks.
My name is Jane Casey. I'm a crime writer. I live in London. And when lockdown is lifted, the thing I'm most looking forward to is going home to Ireland, going over to the west of Ireland and letting that Atlantic air blow in my face.
I am Razan Ibrahim, an Irish Syrian journalist and activist. I have been spending the lockdown here in my tiny, or I'd say cozy, studio in Dublin City. Life after the lockdown has been occupying my mind, and I have a list of hundreds of things I want to do when the lockdown is lifted. I'm sure I won't be able to do all of them. I want to hug everybody I know, and I don't know. But the first thing I want to do is to go to the beach, take off my shoes, and walk barefoot on the sand. I am in desperate need to connect with the nature and feel the earth. And I can't wait to see my sister, my niece, my brother, and all together cook traditional Syrian food. I would love to travel to Limerick to see good friends of mine. However, I have been asking myself a question, and I think some women are asking it too. When the lockdown is lifted, are we ever going to wear bra again?
Hi, my name's Niamh Barker. I'm from the south of England, from the south coast, the New Forest. And I run a little business called The Travel Wrap Company. And we sell Scottish cashmere wraps online all over the world. What I'm most looking forward to after lockdown is my whole bunch of lovely friends coming round for a dinner party. We have a WhatsApp group called the Post-COVID-19 Dinner Party, date to be confirmed, TBC. And we all have a bit of a laugh and all the rest of it online on our WhatsApp group. But it'll be lovely to welcome into our home again and give them all a big hug. And yes, I'm sure we will have a fantastic evening till about 3 a.m. probably. And I can't wait for that.
Hi, Roisin and everyone at the podcast. My name is Sinead O'Gorman. I am from Limerick, but I live in California. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a 3.5-year-old and a 5-month-old. And we are in lockdown here too. And I was laughing when you said, what's the first thing you're going to do? And the first thing that came into my head was to jump into a swimming pool on my own with goggles on and go under the water and just get some peace. Because obviously life with two smallies at home is hectic. And then I heard your version of meeting friends and chatting to people, and then I felt a little guilty. But yeah, swimming pool on my own, long hot shower, and then I'll be ready to meet some people. That's what I want to do after lockdown.
Hi, I'm Alison Spittle, and the thing I'm looking forward to most on lockdown is being drunk in a Penny's, buying 5 pairs of underwear for €1.
My name is Frances Fitzgerald. I'm an MEP for Dublin. And when the lockdown is over, what I'm really looking forward to is seeing Ben, who's my only and new grandson, who's 10 months old, and being in the same room as him and giving a big hug and a kiss, and seeing my own sons in that setting, and maybe having a get-together together. Of course, hoping that we're all well. And I'm also looking forward to seeing my two sisters, my two younger sisters, and my brother. I think family has meant a lot at this time, and a lot of reflections on family. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And that's it for today, our 401st episode. done and dusted. Remember, we're on Instagram at IT Women's Podcast. That's the same as the Twitter and Facebook accounts at IT Women's Podcast. And remember, you can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Acast and all good podcast apps. If you want to get in touch, we're on Twitter and Facebook, as I said. And the podcast is produced by me, Roisin Ingle, and by Suzanne Brennan, with JJ Vernon on sound. Until next time, stay safe, and thanks very much for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.